Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Ant's called you Charmin Softass. I swear to God, it's right in the text. That's coming from Ant. He's going to explode. This is the moment.
And James Strebel.
You used to write for A Sea of Blue, but Mr. Busy, I got to write bet stories for Bet America.
Well, he's getting paid now. He's getting paid.
He's losing it all. Well, I don't want to hear from Jason Migraine Ants. I don't want to hear from him. Not a word.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
This music sounds like Jack Grossman's going to be wearing leather, and he's going to be at a rave in a warehouse.
Oh.
That's what I see when I hear this.
Dog collar or no dog collar?
Hey, guys, I want to tell you about something great, an odd transition to Kroger, something great that Kroger is doing. Food should not, we told you about this yesterday, food should not be an impossible choice, and yet far too many people here in our area, in Louisville, struggle with having enough to eat. Now, Kroger is proud to partner with our local food bank, Dare to Care, and ask you to support Hunger Action Month by donating, volunteering, and spreading the word today. Text Dare to Care to 56651. Dare to Care to 56651 to support access to healthy food at locations all across the city of Louisville. $1 can help provide enough food for 6 meals during the month of September, and Kroger's going to match every dollar donated today up to $25,000. Check out Dare to Care's website, daretocare.org, or follow them on Facebook for many more ideas to help us end hunger. So we appreciate that. Good partners here. The fine people at Kroger. I need to make a Kroger run like 2 days ago.
I did the delivery yesterday.
Yeah, like 2 days ago. Yeah. So that's where we are. Pat Forte joins us. It's a Wednesday. He's from Sports Illustrated. You can check out all of his stuff there, SISI.com, at ByPatForte if you want to follow him there on Twitter. Pat, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, Andy. How about yourself?
Oh, good. Well, I've seen someone DM this to me that Urban Meyer has been quoted as saying on coaching in the NFL, quote, every week is like playing Alabama. So there you go. So,
Yeah, poor Urban finding out what it's like to actually not have the best players and the home field advantage, you know, 11 out of 12 times a year.
Yeah, and there it is. So Pat Forte with us. You were in attendance on Friday, so we talked with you last week on the desperation that was Louisville football. And good God, you saw a dandy. So let's just start there. What did you make of Friday and the football god shining on Louisville and saving their season at least for another week?
Yeah, I mean, boy, what a dramatic razor's edge kind of game that was. You know, I mean, no matter what, I thought Louisville played very well. Not perfectly by any stretch, but to be in position to be in the game in the final minute was much better than I expected. Their offense was very good. Their defense was good enough on occasion. And then you get the one break, and it's so wild how some games just will turn on that, and ultimately seasons can even turn on one break. Remains to be seen whether they can capitalize on it. But I thought for the football program, for Scott Satterfield, and for the beaten down fan base, that was just a great moment to have that moment of great glee and triumph and joy and celebration, because there just hadn't been a lot of that in Louisville athletics here recently.
How do we start to dissect whether it is going to mean anything for the remainder of this season or be a blip on the radar?
We start to decide that Saturday in Tallahassee. I don't think until then anything else, you know, they can say whatever they want, but can they back it up then and show up and play, quite frankly, a very bad team and beat them on the road? They should beat Florida State. Florida State's terrible. What Florida State did against Wake Forest, well, really what they've done all year is embarrassing. At least they showed up against Notre Dame. But what they did against Jacksonville State was embarrassing, and what they did against Wake Forest coming off of that was embarrassing. And, you know, Louisville, if you're taking care of your business and your head's not in the clouds, you should go down there and be able to beat that team unless Florida State summons some level of competence that we just flat haven't seen yet.
That's exactly what I said in the first hour, Pat. That's exactly what I said. Go down, win the game. You want to save your season. You started that last week, so go win the game. The act of football gods shined on you, and it is what it is. And you won the game, and you move on, and go win another game. Go beat Florida State. There's some winnable games here. Just how much of a mess? I mean, obviously, we know it's a mess. It seems helpless. There at Florida State. I can't even imagine. I mean, what do you think is going on? I mean, does no one like Mike Norvell? Willie Taggart and Mike Norvell, you thought were at least solid hires, and right now it's not looking that way. I mean, them, Tennessee, there's some blue bloods that have just really struggled, and seemingly Florida State post Jimbo Fisher is that. That's what they are now.
Yeah, I mean, right. No, they're a mediocre to sub-mediocre program. And you can look at Jameis Winston and before that Bobby Bowden and that sort of thing, but so what? I mean, you are what you've been the last 4 or 5 years, and that's been lousy. So, you know, what's happened? I don't know. I mean, you know, there's a thousand theories. It's, you know, facilities fell behind, infrastructure, support staff fell behind, recruiting then fell behind, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing, I think, in terms of actual football is just they've been terrible on the offensive line for years, and they can't seem to get it fixed. I mean, that's a hard thing to fix quickly. Usually it takes bringing in a good class or two classes of linemen and then letting them develop for a couple of years. So that's, you know, a 3-4 year process. But, boy, there just doesn't seem to be any progress in that area. Quarterback play obviously has been very spotty so far this year. Their pass defense has been bad. They don't have a lot of dogs on defense, a lot of guys that Florida State used to have. And they've got a lot of problems, and then I don't know whether anybody's bought into Mike Norvell or not.
Right. Well, remember how bad it started? He got hired, and then, Black Lives Matter, when he said he met with the team, and the team's like, yo, we haven't talked to you. I mean, like, it started there. Yeah. It's like, dude just got hired, and this is a very sensitive moment, right? And it was not handled that way at all. Well, you combine, I mean, he was well-respected. Willie Taggart was well-respected. It's not like they're just okay. It's like they're complete bust right now. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. That's what's crazy. Like, at least Butch Jones, didn't he go like 7-5 or something like that? Like, if Mike Norvell went 7-5, they'd be okay.
Yeah, Butch had a 9-4, believe it or not. Yeah, and I mean, they would throw a 5-year contract extension at Mike Norvell for 9-4 at this point. I mean, they're so far from 9-4 they can't see it. So, I mean,
it's unbelievable.
It's shocking. It really is, given the talent level and given the how consistently good they were for so long. I mean, so long. The 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, into the through 2014, and then all of a sudden now to just be garbage is wild.
You know what they are. I mean, they were really cool. Maybe they're like the mall. The mall was really cool, and you can still get stuff at the mall, but you can also just go online. I don't know. Florida State used to be cool, man. Florida State used to be. I mean, it wasn't. I mean, Jimbo wasn't that long ago. What did he leave? 16, 17? He knew it was, I guess, headed down, so we got out of there at the right time. They got paid, $10 million a year, whatever it was, $8 million a year at A&M. But, I mean, it wasn't that long ago that they were playing Alabama, and they had Jameis Winston, and Jameis Winston walked in and beat Louisville in a big-time game, and that game meant a lot on that particular night. It's unbelievable. It really is.
Yeah. No, it was recently Jimbo's last year they were bad. It was like 17, right. And then 18 and 19 was Taggart, and now 2021 Norvell. So this is year 5 of being terrible. Before that, they were really, really good. So
yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's an astonishing, like, falling off a cliff.
And it's not like Tennessee. And Pat Forty with us here on the Take at ESPN 680 1057. It's not even like Tennessee. And we can move on from this, but it's not Tennessee. I mean, Tennessee at least has the excuse, hey, you know, we're in the SEC. It ain't that easy. Well, Florida State is trying to rebuild the last 5 years, playing Boston College and Syracuse, right? I mean, it's not like that. It's not like they're playing the gauntlet of, oh my God, NC State at 3:30. How are we ever, Pat, gonna be able to figure out that game? That's what makes the incompetence there, like, to me, worse than even what's going on in Tennessee. Almost.
No,
maybe.
That's a very good point. I mean, the schedule year in and year out is easier for sure. I mean, you do have Florida at the end every year, but you don't, and like Tennessee has to cross over with Alabama every single year.
Yeah,
in addition
loss.
To, you know, Florida and Georgia. And so there's no good excuse. It's just they've blown it. They have totally screwed up the program.
All right, so Pat Forty with us. Okay, that's the Louisville side. Quickly on the Kentucky side, you wrote, you know, your blurbs on SI.com, so I know obviously you're following Kentucky, and Kentucky was just a mess on Saturday. Liam Cohen talked about how they were unprepared offensively. I mean, they didn't run the football that they tried, that they couldn't. They got pushed around at both the line of scrimmage, defense, and offense. And now they're, what, about 5-6 point favorite against South Carolina. What did you make of Kentucky escaping against that crazy coach at Chattanooga?
Yeah, that was a flashback to early Mark Stoops, where they would just flat out overlook bad teams, you know, and they would lose to Southern Miss, or they would barely beat Louisiana Monroe or Eastern Kentucky or whoever, you know. I mean, they had many games like that in his first few years. And the last couple of years, I think they had kind of grown past that. But that, to me, was a regression game of, you know, we think we're good. And they may be good. I mean, so far, that, you know, their first two games, look, Louisiana Monroe is Louisiana Monroe.
Right.
Against Missouri, they were absolutely the best team, but they still almost blew that game.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, they're 3-0, but it's not like you look at them and say, wow, they're really clicking. They've got a long way to go to click. And it, frankly, I mean, they should beat South Carolina. I don't think South Carolina is any good at all. But if they go in with you know, and commit a bunch of turnovers and blow opportunities or whatever, they could find themselves in a dogfight. They could find themselves losing. And then Florida's coming in, and Florida's very good. LSU has talent. Georgia is Georgia. At Mississippi State, nothing given there.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
you need to beat South Carolina and get to 4-0 and then face this gauntlet and see how you do.
I'm not sure they know who they are. I mean, like, usually they could, you know, run the ball and rely on the defense, and they have Chris Rodriguez, but they don't have a host of backs, and they can't rely on that defense, right? But now they can throw the ball. I'm just not sure they know totally who they are, and what they are right now, at least, is they turn the football over, and they don't create turnovers. And to me, that is very worrisome. Were you high on Shane Beamer going to South Carolina? What did you make when he was hired? I don't think we talked about that months ago.
Yeah, no, I was not. I mean, I thought that was a bad hire. I like Shane Beamer personally. He's very, very charming and personable, and you can see why he would do well in recruiting and all that sort of thing. But I didn't see any indication he's ready to be a great head coach at this point. You know, I thought that was a pretty short-sighted hire, frankly. I was actually glad to see Shane Beamer get a little snippy in his post-game press conference, though, because at least that showed something other than I'm an aw-shucks charmer. So I was at least glad to see there's some edge to him there.
Yeah,
but you know, I don't think Shane Beamer is the guy that all of a sudden elevates South Carolina to consistently into the upper half of the SEC East.
Pat Forty with us from Sports Illustrated. Just a couple quick national nuggets, and then we can get you out of here. Today, the meetings on expanding the college football playoff, obviously that's not going to happen. But what did happen today, and what does it mean for the expansion of the playoff here in the next couple years, hopefully?
You know, I think today was like a Festivus day for the commissioners. There was an airing of the grievances in the closed doors there. It was like, you know, everybody got a chance to yell at Greg Sankey for expanding. Everybody got a chance to yell at the ACC, Big Ten, Pac-12 for the alliance. The group of five folks. Mike Oresco got a chance to yell at Bob Bowlsby for raiding his league. Craig Thompson got a chance to yell at Mike Oresco for maybe raiding the Mountain West. So I think there was all of that. And I think they probably at least decided, look, we're not going to let TV be the stumbling block here. We can figure out a way to have multiple broadcast rights partners. This won't just be an ESPN production going forward. But beyond that, there's still major roadblocks. And, you know, I'm working on a column now on it. And my basic take is, you know, you smart, rich people, for the good of college football, get your crap together and give us a better playoff.
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. Get it done. I was sad when, you know, it was leaking out the last couple of days what was going to happen with that. Quickly, Bama, Florida this past weekend. How much do you buy into the, you know, Bama's vulnerable? How much do you buy into that? And what does it say about Florida without one of their quarterback options being, you know, right in that game? And, like, for instance, like watching Florida do that, like, I think they're gonna beat Kentucky. like they're going to beat Kentucky. And that was a game that I thought might be 50-50 or more 50-50, and maybe it's not the case. So what does it say about those two in the SEC?
Yeah, I mean, look, if Alabama gives up 258 rushing yards, they're vulnerable. Certainly in the mind of their own coach, they're vulnerable, because for Nick Saban to give up 250 rushing yards is like, lose your mind, you know? I mean, the last time it happened was against Ezekiel Elliott and Ohio State in 2014. So it doesn't happen often to get gouged like that on the ground. And that's got to send a warning signal right through Saban. And, you know, there are other teams on the schedule who can run the ball. And potentially in the SEC championship, Georgia can run the ball. Mm-hmm. And then in the playoffs, people can run the ball.
So, Ole Miss, yep.
Yeah, I mean, that is an issue for them to deal with. They did still win. They never trailed. It was a great atmosphere. Florida's a good team. So you got those on the positive takeaways. But this Alabama team ain't last year's Alabama team. I think we all were so seduced by what they did to Miami, you know, but then look, Miami's garbage.
Miami's
so
terrible, right.
Yeah, how much does terrible that really matter now? But, you know, they're going to have the SEC West is really tough. I mean, even more so than usual, it is really tough with Mississippi, with Arkansas. So they've got to get better, I think, or they're going to lose a game at least. And then for Florida, yeah, I think it was the classic good loss, you know, where you showed a lot to yourself and to your fans and to everybody else, I think, in terms of who you are. And I was really impressed. I didn't think they could run like that. Their backs looked great. I didn't think their offensive line could get pushed like that. I thought, you know, last year they were such a finesse team, throwing the ball all over the place. I didn't know that they had this in them. So Dan Mullen's a really good coach, and he can beat you a number of ways, and he'll go with whatever's the best way. You know, he's not going to sit there and say, we're throwing it 50 times no matter what. He'll do what he has to do to win.
Yeah, it's like 14-0. They're throwing picks. I'm like, this is done. I'm like, guys, this is done. And then it ends up being an okay game. Okay, last one, Clemson. If I gave you regular season over, if I made you set a line on losses by Clemson, would you put it at 2.5 or 1.5? What do you, I mean, they, you know, come on. Clemson hasn't been good thus far.
No, but either way, give me the under, because look at who they're playing. I mean, if NC State doesn't get them this weekend, I mean, what are the road games? Louisville and what else? I'm trying to think what the other road games are. And
I have no idea. NC State, I would have to look it up. But, yeah, I mean, it's the ACC's bad. I mean, I have some numbers here. Yeah. I may get it to next segment. We know the ACC's, you know, usually it's top-heavy, and right now we don't even think it's top-heavy.
Right. Now, the other road games are Syracuse and Pittsburgh. Syracuse is no good. Pittsburgh just lost to Western Michigan. Louisville and South Carolina. The home games are Boston College, Florida State, Connecticut. Wake Forest is going to be the best team on their schedule, perhaps. I mean, remaining. So, come on. You've set the over-under at 1.5 losses. I'll take the under and be very happy.
Are you a normal broadcast for Monday Night Football or an Eli and Peyton broadcast for Monday Night Football?
Oh, I have very much enjoyed Eli and Peyton.
There you go.
Really. They've been very, very good. I just, you know, to have them be that candid and funny, and nothing against the guys in the regular booth, but we've heard the regular booth for 4 million years on football.
Yeah.
So give us two great quarterbacks dishing on what they're seeing. I love it.
Yeah, the I want to talk about this next segment, but the watch party atmosphere is something that is popular, and I'm surprised the NFL doesn't do more with it, to be quite honest, with the red zone and other things like that. Well, Pat, we'll be reading your column there at SI.com. Appreciate it. Where are you going this weekend?
I am going to Soldier Field for Wisconsin Notre Dame to see what I think is an overrated Notre Dame team and maybe an overrated Wisconsin team, too. Might be a bad game.
All right, well, yeah, it might be a good one. Yeah, there we go. All right, Pat, appreciate it. Safe travels. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right, there we go. Pat 40 with us, Sports Illustrated, at @ByPat40, if you want to get with him there. How about that?
I like that. What might be a bad game? He's exactly right. It might be a bad game. Wisconsin Notre Dame. Woo! But it's cool. It's Soldier Field, you know?
It screams. Oh, here he is. That just here screams 10 to 7. Ugh.
I don't want to hear from you, Jack. Your bum team. I don't want to hear it. Who are they losing to this weekend?
Western Kentucky.
Yeah, they play Western Kentucky.
Western Kentucky's going to spank that ass. Whoa. They're going to spank. Whoa. Spank.
Whoa.
Old Tyson Helton and Todd Helton. Right?
Todd Helton.
Both of them.
I don't know one player. Western Kentucky, I don't know one player on their team now. And I used
to.
I don't know a player.
Ever
since Brom left.
Well, then that handsome coach that you liked.
Who was the handsome coach?
What was his name?
Oh, goodness.
You fell in love. I remember listening on the Midday Rush.
I asked him. I remember Locke. I don't know what Locke thought of this. Because Locke, we just went back and forth. I was like, you asked the how's the team question.
And I'll ask the fun questions.
I have no interest in that.
You're right.
But I remember saying to him, you must be cleaning up in Bowling Green.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm married with three kids, and they're like young kids.
Yeah.
They're but like he didn't like
beer,
years old.
Too, right? I mean,
he liked beer,
yeah. He did like beer. Whatever happened to that? I know he got fired, obviously.
He got fired.
He was bad. But I wonder where he ever ended up.
Yeah, a coordinator. I can't remember. He's a coordinator.
Okay.
His name is going to kill me.
I don't remember his name either. But, ever since, I think he was the last time, because they had a quarterback that everybody thought was going to be good. That's his first season, and it just wasn't. And then after that, I'm with you. I dropped off the mat completely.
Texas says, get this liberal off the air.
every week, like clockwork.
Texas says, Jack is carrying your pasty ass.
Jack is? Well, thank you, Jack.
You're welcome,
Texas says,
apparently.
At least Western Kentucky isn't scared to play Indiana. Yes, everyone's scared to play football
and basketball in every sport. Terrified. Maybe baseball or soccer. I'll give them that. But yeah, basketball and football, everyone's shaking in their boots.
Texas says 40'd rather sniff Poon's jock than America prosper.
Was that the first Putin's jock text we've ever gotten?
Texter Pat 40's a lib. That's all we get on the text.
Every time. Yeah, he leaves at 420, 425, whatever it is, and then it's just over
That's
the
all
hill
it is.
With Pat's a lib. Get him out of here. He's a socialist. He's a communist.
Texter says someone tell Pat the Reese Gaines news was broke 11 and a half days ago. By the way, Jack, what sound were you playing? Because Patty Ice today heard Jack cut a piece of sound
that was us questioning the
validity, not the validity, but the timing of Patty Ice's report.
Right.
And he
goes,
what was that, brother?
He was intense.
He's like, what was that, brother? He goes, Jody, why don't you always put it behind a paywall, Jody. Be a journalist.
Put it out on Twitter.
Put it out on Twitter like I did. All right, man.
He's walked away. He's like, all right, Pat. All right, see you, bud.
Yeah, I was cutting Schriebel ranting about the Goodman sound from yesterday.
And he heard.
Oh, there you go.
And he heard our Jody takes.
Yep. Because it was in the middle of you saying that you hadn't ever tweeted at Jeff Goodman, and it was me finding...
That was a great moment. Yeah.
An unbelievable lie.
Yeah.
Texas says Mike Sanford. That's it.
Oh, Mike Sanford. That's right.
Sanford.
Good one. Sanford and Son. Yeah. Great show. It's funny.
I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah,
if you haven't
TV
seen
one.
It in 25 years.
Yeah,
what are you doing right now?
Yeah,
why do you think you need to go to Sanford and Son?
Because Mike Sanford, that's what popped in my head.
Sanford and Son. Go ahead. Name characters.
We had Dad.
Sanford.
We had
and his
dad,
son, Big Sanford. Dummy. He calls him Big Dummy.
Just, I thought that was it. When he went dad, Jack, when he went to dad, my head
not
slumped.
Even the actual name, just dad.
Sanford.
I used to love it when I was a kid. When I was a kid, it would come on. I liked the theme song. It was awesome. Live that junkyard is great.
Jack, do you have any idea what's being
talked about? No, not at all.
Yeah, really.
Red Fox. You don't know who Red Fox is?
No, he has no idea. Okay, yeah. He has no idea. I knew he had no idea.
Yeah. Oh, to fairness to Jack, Red Fox is pretty nasty.
Yeah, I'm not
going to
knock you on that. It is what it
he
is.
He was good in Harlem Nights.
4-3, another thing, Harlem Nights.
That's great. Eddie
Does Jack
Murphy.
Know what Harlem is?
Yes, I know what Harlem
okay,
is.
Okay, there you
okay,
go.
Okay, Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy was in that. Red Fox, Arsenio Hall. Yeah, that's a funny movie.
Texas says, Big Rig is now a big dummy.
Thanks. I've never been called a big dummy before
Texas
on the text line.
Ants told me he's laying big units on the EFL Cup.
What the hell is
what
that?
The hell's the EFL Cup? So what's this app that Ents is on a tizzy over, apparently?
I have no
a
idea.
Soccer app?
But Ents has a surprise for you, and we'll show you that next.
Oh,
you ready
good.
For that?
Yeah, sure.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Yeah, let's go.
All right, 437-9680. We'll do that. And Justin Jeffries coming up in about 20 minutes here on The Take on a Wednesday.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says, Limp Bizkit breaks something, country version. Done.
And James Strebel.
That's a great idea.
Jack,
that's
you don't know what that is. We need to have you watch that during the break, but if you don't mind, write that down.
Limp Bizkit breaks stuff.
That's what I need.
Break stuff.
Limp Bizkit breaks stuff.
Yep.
I'm going to break your bleeping face tonight. Give me something to break.
I got a chainsaw. I'll skin your bleep raw.
Yeah.
One of the dumbest lyrics ever written by a human being, by the way.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
It's kind of odd music to tell you that GE Appliances is hiring, but that's where we are. GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join the manufacturing team today and make up to $660 per week. Apply online and apply today. MakeItAtThePark.com. MakeItAtThePark.com. A couple different things to remind you of today. Patty Ice is going to be on from 6 to 7 over on 93.9. Speaking of, did you listen to Jack?
Isn't it Louisville Sports Live?
Oh, is it LSU?
Oh, that's, yeah.
It's still on the promo sheet. Well, there you go.
Oh, okay.
I was just reading.
Hungry Pet.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Shoving Ethan and Taylor out of the way. The program's got to go.
Inside the program's up. Get out of the way, LSL.
Move.
We're going inside the program.
How happy are they going to be tomorrow?
Who?
I'm sorry, tonight.
LSL,
they're going to be.
Why?
Because, a big win.
Oh, okay,
on Friday
gotcha.
Night, they're going to be all back in on Satterfield.
Taylor Lynch is going to be pumped. There's no doubt about it.
There better be a song.
There's not going to be a song.
He better
stop
do a little...
I don't like. And now everyone's doing that. We did it a couple times. You can't do that too much. And now everyone's like, "Hey, sing."
Yeah,
I don't like it.
People are coming
you guys
up to
are
the
taking
Cardinal,
advantage of him.
People are coming up to Cardinal Stadium to him and saying, "Sing Scott Satterfield." He loves it. He said the brand is strong. I saw you, Taylor Lynch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, there'll be a little Scott Satterfield. Scott Satterfield.
Did you do that on purpose?
Tonight. No, I didn't.
Oh, sorry.
I was trying to sing.
Wait, didn't it sound like it was
yes,
on purpose?
Yes,
no,
Dad.
It wasn't.
I was looking at him. I thought
it was just phlegm.
Oh,
I was trying to sing like
that. Did you have more hummus?
No, I had no hummus
Jack,
today. I promise.
You sounded as bad as you could have sounded right there.
Because I tried to sing and it was awful. That's exactly
what
happened.
What's going on with your congestion lately?
Something, I don't know.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
I'm worried about
I've
you.
I've got a checkup in a couple weeks, so we'll see.
Again, your doctor is a female.
Yes.
And she's a friend of your wife's.
Correct. Yes.
That's your doctor.
That's my doctor.
There you go.
So I'll be seeing her in 2 weeks, I think.
There
two
you
weeks
go.
Yesterday, yeah. Something like that. I need to re-up on my blood pressure medication. So,
Tex, where does Brandon Bender rank among the all-time greats in Louisville basketball history?
Why is he back?
We'll get into all the Bender stuff.
Okay.
We'll
get into that's a name I haven't heard in 8 years.
We'll get to it. We'll get to that as we go. Jack, I don't know if you have that sound. If not, I can pivot to a couple other things that I do have.
Okay.
Because Enz has a gift for you.
Oh, yeah.
You ready for this?
Yes.
You okay?
Are you okay? I'm okay. I've just got flimsy all of a sudden.
Do you need a BL?
No, I'm okay. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I promise. I got a little left, so I'll just take a little sip.
I'm worried about you.
I'm okay, I promise.
I'm legit worried about you. Your face, something's not right.
No, I'm good. I feel great. I really do. I'm in a great mood today. I feel good.
He sends me something.
Yeah.
Does Jason Entz.
Okay.
And I want to read the sentence.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
That accompanied the picture that I received.
All right. Okay? So there's a little picture and a caption.
There's a caption.
Okay, okay.
The caption from Jason Entz is as follows.
Uh-oh.
Leaked.
Oh, no.
From one of their OnlyFans. LOL.
Oh, no. There can only be one of two people. And it's, wow. Oh, wow. That's what you thought. Jeez. Can I see it? You don't mind? I thought they took, I thought OnlyFans cleaned up a little bit. I didn't think that's salacious material. Wow. Good for them. I'm not on OnlyFans, nor would I be on OnlyFans, but I can see why it's an attractive company for people. Like, I can see in other days, like single days, like being like, yeah, sure, I'll throw some money their way. It's Jessica and Kiki, and that's what it is. Thank you.
Is Crane still there?
I'm hoping you can send me the photo. That's what I'm thinking now.
Okay, we'll do this. Well,
thanks for looking out for me, Jason. I appreciate that. Wow.
Texas says, I'm surprised that Magus Treble doesn't go to Doc Creaky.
I don't know what he's a doctor of. So I don't think just a regular checkup for blood pressure medication is under his umbrella.
Texas says, I didn't know caller Emily was a physician.
No, that's not. No. Nope, that's not who I'm seeing. That's not who I'm seeing.
Texas says, what would Streeple think if his wife went to a handsome doctor that looked like John Shire?
What's this John Shire's handsome narrative? That's another thing. Not only is he the best recruiter, the best basketball coach, he's the best looking dude.
No one's ever considered John Shire to be a good looking guy.
I don't understand. He looks like just, again, your average middle aged skinny white guy. That's what he looks like. I don't get it.
Texas says Strebel being on blood pressure medicine is the least surprising thing ever.
Yeah, it is. It really is. If I'm not on it, you're not on blood pressure?
No.
Okay.
No.
So if I'm like off of it for any amount of time.
Yeah, what happens?
I get really bad headaches.
You pass
and
out?
I start seeing doubles.
Wow.
And again, I can't.
That just might be the 32 beers you had on a college football Saturday.
The first time I ever had an attack. Well, it's not an attack. I don't know. I guess a symptom of it.
Right.
It was years ago when I was in school.
Okay.
And when I was doing a lesson. And I'm sitting there, and I'm trying to read, and I couldn't read anything. My vision just went, like, almost, like, there was, like, black dots everywhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was nuts. I thought I was having a heart attack.
Wow.
So I went to the doctor, and it was blood pressure. It does crazy stuff to you.
I would say some of your rants don't help.
No, but I'm on medicine.
There you go.
There you go.
That's like I ate McDonald's, but I had a Diet Coke.
Exactly.
Yes,
yeah.
There's a little bit of that.
There are things I could do to keep it down, but I'm not very good at it.
Texas, no.
Not at all. I'm really bad at it.
The beer.
The
yelling and screaming and the beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, those two things.
Yeah.
That makes me feel bad, like I'm your vice guy. I don't like that. Jack, I don't like how that sounds.
Yeah, that's basically how it's been set up.
Yeah, that's basically how it's my fault that you're
should we not play? Should we not play the cow sound now because it may kill people?
I mean, no, we got to play it in the 5 o'clock hour.
I had blood pressure issues before I started doing the show.
This
years ago. I mean, this is like 10 years ago is when I had this issue.
Yeah, you've done nothing. You've been drinking a bunch and battling a bunch.
No, on
right,
Twitter, yeah,
right,
before right. I did this. So, no, yeah, it's not your fault.
Texas says, you guys have to play that Strebel Phlegm sound every hour for the rest of the week. Jack, were you able to find that? Because
when he burped yesterday?
No, the phlegm just now. Right,
no. I was trying to sing Scott Satterfield.
No, I haven't cut it. I haven't marked.
Can we hear it before we take a break?
That might be tough, but I'll try.
There you go.
Well, I don't know if that's a yes or no.
He disappeared.
I mean, all it means I'm getting off the mic so I can go try and find to cut it, but we're breaking like the next 2 or 3 minutes, so that doesn't leave me a lot of time.
And you have 2 minutes. That's a ton of time. 2 minutes. We'll end the segment with
this. You think how long it takes to download a thing on this computer?
Well, the computer being bad is a whole different thing.
There's one thing that Jack doesn't like.
It's this computer.
He doesn't like cutting sound during the show.
Understandable.
Yes, he doesn't like doing it.
Texas says, Strebel at 441, there's things I can do to keep it down. 437-9680. Also, do you know Perrin Johnson?
Yeah.
Did I tell you?
Love Perrin.
He's going to Metallica.
Oh, which night?
On Friday.
Oh, is he?
And guess what?
What?
VIP.
Well, of course he's VIP.
How about
that?
Yeah,
good for him.
How about that?
He is a VIP.
He's a VIP.
He is a VIP.
How about that?
Good for him. Maybe I won't see him.
Are you general admission?
Of course I'm general.
You're GA?
But I got that weekend pass.
You got the weekend pass?
I got the weekend pass, yes.
You buy it?
Huh?
You didn't buy it,
I didn't
right?
buy it,
okay,
no.
There you go. Little Phil Baker?
Little Phil Baker just said, I was walking through the studio last week. He said, hey, Louder Than Life? I said, sure. There you go. Boom.
You were
gotcha.
Disappointed it wasn't VIP.
No, I'm not disappointed at all.
No,
I'm
when
very
Phil
thankful.
Baker handed you general admission, you didn't like that.
No, I love it. No.
You didn't love it.
I did too.
Because I didn't love it.
I love it. I don't mind.
No.
I've never been VIP in anything in my life.
October the 20th.
Well, there you go. That's the one. That's the first day I'll be VIP for anything. I'm excited about it.
Texas says, Strebel, you need to start shoving heaters down your throat.
No, I don't. I have enough vices. I don't need to pick up another. There'll be a little Scott Satterfield. Scott Satterfield.
Did you do that on purpose?
Tonight. No, I didn't. See, did you hear at the end of it where it went, There'll be a little Scott Satterfield. Scott Satterfield.
Did you do that on purpose?
Tonight. No, I didn't.
Jack, you can't play that enough right now.
There'll be a little Scott Satterfield.
I thought I was looking at the text line and not looking at him, Jack, so I didn't know what was really going on.
Yeah. I thought he might have puked.
No. I didn't know if he was, like, I missed just enough. I wasn't paying attention just enough that I thought he was doing a shtick. Right? I thought he was mimicking
something. There'll be a little Scott Satterfield.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
I didn't know you
stick.
Just died. Like,
no,
like your
was...
body made that noise. Yeah. I thought it was just, I thought you were purposely, like, doing something like that instead of just.
No, It was an organic phlegm attack.
Texas says, Perrin's going with Matty Bangs. Well,
is that who he's going with?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
I'll ask him.
It warms my heart when people get mad at that.
They get furious.
I want to cuddle that all night.
Yeah.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
I want to spoon.
How are you a friend with him?
I literally love it more than anything in the world.
Yeah.
Texas says, Strebel's never been VIP. Ah, the revelations continue.
That's fine. How many times have you been VIP? Again, these big ballers on text line. Yeah, big ballers. All these VIPs. Let's go. Name all the VIPs you've been to.
Texas says, the life of a kid from Dixie Highway, quote, I've never been VIP for anything.
I haven't, and I'm okay with that.
Texas says, if Strebel was given the chance to be VIP on Friday, he still wouldn't go.
I would.
I actually agree with that.
I would go. I'm going Friday anyway, but if it was VIP, I'd definitely go.
But you're not going like Saturday because it's just Seether or whatever.
Yeah, I don't want to see Disturbed. I don't care about Disturbed.
Texas says, Perrin is taking Issel to go see Metallica.
That would be even more awesome if he's taking Issel instead of Matt Jones.
Texas says Phil Baker gave Perrin the VIP pass.
He may have. I don't know. That's
Texas
fine.
Says Andy's upset he got the same ticket as Strebel.
Are you going?
We'll see.
You'll see? Okay, okay, let me know.
Texas says, Jason Ant's having an anime girlfriend still kills me. On that note, let's take a break. 437-9680. We'll take a break. I don't know. We'll take
an
a break.
Anime
Justin Jeffries, who sneaks whiskey in his wife's breast milk bags.
Yeah.
He'll join us next here on The Take. It's Wednesday.